I used to think that lesson planning was a teacher's outline of information that they have to present to their class. I used to think that the student's learning process wasn't as important as the information that had to be given, you know, by the teacher. Now I think differently. Now I think the student's learning process has to be the basis of your lesson plan. Because it doesn't matter if the information you have is presented, if they don't receive it, if they don't retain it, if they don't understand it, then it doesn't matter anyway. So after learning about Bloom's taxonomy and the learning objectives in this module, the opinion of what a lesson plan should entail for me has changed dramatically. You know, growing up as a student, I always, you know, the way I learned was I had to remember all the information that was given to me, and then I had to reproduce that information by answering questions on a test. You know, the critical thinking aspect of it, the why I'm learning what I'm learning, and the, you know, how to process all that information and the importance of it wasn't a thing for me as a student. You know, it was all about just memorization. And so when I first got into teaching, that's kind of the way I taught. But, you know, that changed over time. And especially after the information learned in this module, Bloom's taxonomy, to me, what I thought it was before now, I used to think it was just this mandated deal that the teachers had to use to create a lesson plan. And now I think, after learning about it, it's the description of these things that promotes critical thinking. All these levels of cognition are so important in the process of learning for a student, which is why they have to be incorporated into your objectives, in my opinion. And so remembering is one of those levels of cognition, but it's not the only aspect that your lessons should target. The application and the analysis and evaluation and creating levels of cognition should also be included when you start to make the learning objectives for your lesson plan. So I think that Bloom's is extremely important, and especially now with the information that I have on it, I'll definitely, moving forward in my lesson plans, will definitely incorporate that when creating my objectives. So I used to think that lesson planning was this kind of hollow thing that didn't have a whole lot of depth and substance when it comes to student learning, their whole process. But now I think that differently. Now I think that students, the student learning process has to be the basis of planning your lessons.